Do you know why scuba divers, you know how they sit on the boat and fall backwards?
Yeah.
Do you know why they do that?
Look cool.
No, because if they fell forward, they would land in the boat.
Why do you think, this is a question I was thinking of recently, why do you think they made you memorize the capitals of the states? Was that like some sort of like military knowledge? Was there some sort of practical benefit of that that comes from like the military? Or was that just like,
I think it's a good thing to know.
Why?
It's important, dude. I went to the capital in Idaho this weekend.
Boise?
Yeah.
See?
I just, bro, you can just walk right in.
Really?
I mean, I don't know if I should tell everyone, but yeah. You just walk right in. I mean, you can walk into most capitals, but you could walk into the governor's. We went to the governor's office.
What?
Just walked in.
The hell,
said, what's up?
What were they
said,
up
what's
to?
Up? Just talked to the guy. He was signing a bill or some shit.
What?
He was pretty nice.
That is
He's
nice.
He's a nice fella. We got a picture together, and then I was like, I don't know. I wonder what his politics are. Because I just, it's a nice endorsement photo.
Also, I heard Idaho's.
It's in a tracksuit going. It's like, my bad. I didn't know I was going to meet the governor today.
Yeah,
I was dressed like a fool. I was in sweatpants.
I mean, how could you have known?
You're I had no idea. We were walking up the steps, and these two dudes walked out, and we're like, you can just walk in. I was like, all right.
Dang.
We'll do it.
It's kind of, I guess, yeah, well, Philly's not the capital, but you can just like walk in City Hall. Pretty, oh, no, you can't actually. You got to, there's like a sign-in desk. You're right. Yeah, I don't know, man. I heard Idaho's kind of a wild state. I heard
it was
like,
a good state.
I heard it's nice, but I heard if you go to like, I think it's like northern Idaho. The whites, I think the whites are running the yard.
They
northern,
run the yard, yeah, for
up
sure.
Up in northern Idaho, I heard it's very...
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where all the craziest whites are.
Yeah.
Like that and like Washington and Oregon out there.
Yeah, but I also heard Idaho is like one of the, it was like a sneaky kind of destination. Like people started buying places up out there.
That's what the governor was telling me.
Yeah. Oh, the Kardashians, dude.
He was saying there's, we've had 500,000 people every year.
Uh-huh.
It's too many people.
No, it's apparently Idaho is a sneaky, I'm probably making it worse, but it's a sneakily beautiful.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said you can just walk into the governor's office.
Well,
I don't know how many fucking people listen in Idaho.
By the way, that's on him, man. He better fucking beef up his security.
There was a woman, there was a secretary desk, and she was like, come in.
Yeah.
It's that
easy. Just a lady go, wait, he doesn't have an appointment. You go, get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, excuse me, I have to meet with the governor of
Idaho. I'm taking a selfie with the governor right now.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
That's cool. I met a politician in Salt Lake City, a guy running for mayor, and I was at like, it was like an outdoor, it was like a farmer's market, and he was like, yeah, usually, you know, this is like this park. I was like, it's a beautiful park. And he was like, yeah, it's usually like, there's a lot of homeless people here. And I'm like, oh, that's sick. You don't see any here right now. He's like, well, the police came and removed them. I was like, dude, fuck yeah. And he was like, no, it's actually a travesty. I'm running against that. It's very mean, the fact that they came. And I was like, oh shit, my bad, brother.
I'm all for it every single time. Every single time they're like, we rounded them up and got them out. I'm like, good job. I don't know where you put them in fucking Utah. Where are you going to take them? Fucking the mountains?
Maybe.
Let them Donner party out there. Just fucking grub on each other for a month.
I was just coming from the point of like, yeah, this, if there were a bunch of homeless people milling around, this would be a, you know, less elevated experience, obviously.
Yeah.
Just kind of a, it's a fucking bummer.
Bro, we went from Boise, where the whites are definitely holding down the yard,
mm-hmm,
to then Portland, where the whites are still holding down the yard, but they're nasty, evil whites.
True.
They're rotten, crusty whites, dude. It was Portland fucking crazy. Portland's a good city. It is a great city. We had a different experience. We had a very nice experience.
I
tried to go back to that same bar and got fucking murdered. That bar was right next to the venue. It was nice. Yeah.
Not
there were
Portland.
No cool motorcycle guys riding in circles. Yeah, they were having a good time last time we were there. But this time there was the bums. The bums have won, Lebowski.
Ah,
the bums sucks. Won. There, I saw a colonoscopy bag on the ground filled with like shit.
Ah.
Saw right next to a giant dead rat. And then just...
Think the rat ate the shit and died?
Yeah. It was...
That sucks.
Yeah, they got to clean it up because it's such a beautiful city.
Yeah, Portland fucking rules. The thing, and again, it's like, what do you do with a guy... who just lays on the ground? There's nothing you can do.
No.
Except, how do you get him pumped? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You put meth under like a box with a stick. All right. We got another one.
Doesn't even trap. It just falls on him. We got him. Yeah. I don't know, man. You could do a thing where it's like, you know how they gave the Nazi soldiers meth? Something like that, but then, like, you know, better programming, obviously.
You want to invade somewhere.
Kmart.
Blitzkrieg fucking
Blitzkrieg with job with job applications.
Take Vancouver. True. Blitzkrieg.
We should just, yeah, we that'd be a nice little undercover op. Just like meth them up and be like, yo, that's the Canadian border. I bet you can't get in there.
I was thinking about just shipping them to my enemies' houses.
Like
somebody I don't like.
Talking about like ordering one up and being
just
like,
going to downtown Austin, get a mega bus.
Yeah.
That's cheap as fuck. Go, yeah. You guys are headed to the town of one of my, I'm just going to lower the property value in whatever town my enemy lives in.
And this is kind of what politicians were doing.
They were really doing it, but just, I'm saying you can do that at a personal level.
Oh, you could for sure.
You can just get them on a bus. Go, I'll give each of you $100.
Yeah. There was a guy, I saw a video of a guy claiming that he would go around, pay homeless people $25 for their social security birth date and all this stuff, take out credit cards in their name.
Oh my God.
And cash advances. Oh my God. He would just get like tons of money from all these people. Oh. And then he would get a cell phone with that money and put it in that guy's name as well and hand that guy the cell phone. And then somehow he would set it up to where he would do like a purchase, but it went back to that cell phone and the police would track it and arrest the homeless person.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, it was kind of awesome.
Look, I know we're being rude to the homeless.
We are.
But they've been rude to me.
They have. They can
yell
rude
at me. They scream at me.
They can be rude. But, you know, again, it's they do yell, they scream, they taunt. but, you know.
In Portland, I heard so many screams. Like, just down the street. You just hear basically the guy that scared the queen. I was the queen. Yeah. I would hear someone scream and I'd be rushed away. James McCain would grab me and rush me into a building.
That's the funniest video still to this day of a guy just screaming and ruining the whole thing.
I heard several of those. San Francisco had the bums.
Yeah.
They had the bums still. We had to run from a bum.
For what?
Chasing us.
What was he chasing you for?
We went to look at the sea lines at the like wharf, and there was just a big fucking bum. He was a tall boy.
It was a landline.
Yeah, he was. He was a tall boy, and his pants were both ripped straight down. So he was wearing like, I don't know, he looked like the Scream guy. His clothes were all like loose, but he was on. He was screaming at the top of his lungs. Dude, like, you motherfucker, fuck yeah! And he was just.
We gotta get those homeless boys some knee pads, bro. Some face sliders, dude. We gotta turn them to sliders.
Matt, now this is the type of forward thinking. We could have the fucking sickest country on earth if we had 1 billion sliders in every city.
I would pay them, bro.
They could make a good living if they started sliding.
Someone's gotta hook them up with Venmo too, because like nobody has cash anymore.
I saw some bums with Venmos. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, you gotta slide for me, Poppy. If I'm gonna be giving if I'm gonna be doling out cash.
My words exactly. I said, bro, you got a Venmo sign? You're gonna need to slide for me, Poppy. Need to slide.
Or glove. I would take gloving too. If they were gloving, I'd be like, all right, that's fair.
Yeah.
I hate to admit it, but I think I might be more of a glover than a slider.
That's fucking ridiculous.
I'm sorry. I know. Sliding's obviously way more mask and tough. But
sliding's so sick. You saw the pig guy slide.
Dude, I know. I've seen it. Sliding's fucking nasty as hell. I'm just saying, deep down inside, I might be a glover. Sliding's sick, but imagine if we pitched out this house, black light, or total, you know, no lights, and I was fucking...
Okay, I hear you. Think if somebody was sliding there. Oh, sparks?
Oh, fuck.
Sparks at night?
True.
Come on.
All right, that's fair.
It depends, though. If I was on psychedelics, the Glovers would fucking rock.
Dude, a slider could take you to a dark place. If you're on mushrooms and some dude with, like, ghoul paint.
But that's exactly both of our habits, you know?
True.
I like alcohol. If I was drunk watching sliders, I'd be like, yeah, fuck yeah, dude. If I was drunk watching the glove guy, I'd be like, dude, get the fuck out of here, fucking bullshit. Get your fucking hands out of my face. But if you got... Yeah, psychedelics and the sliders would really ruin it. This guy's a fucking idiot. This is crazy.
Just the face paint alone.
Like, this is somebody's son. He's sliding on the road in fucking Sacramento. He's a fucking idiot.
But yeah, we continue to search for something for the homeless to do, and I think sliding's a
very good start.
That's definitely a plan A.
I haven't heard of any good options.
Dude, imagine you go to apply for like a warehouse, like right outside your interview, you fucking slide
into the interview,
slide through, or just do the sparks on your pants.
Or, again, though, break out the gloves during the mid-interview. Go, do you have any special talents? You go, yeah.
Hold on. Turn out the, like, you turn the lights off, please.
You're hired. You're the CEO now.
I'm also down with raw gloving
stuff. What are we talking about? What about a sliding glover? Would it slide into the meeting, hit the glove, slide out?
Yeah, what is the either or distinction all about? Why can't you be both for real?
True.
That'd be so fucking that'd be so nasty.
I swear to God, sliders are holding down the yard though. They're definitely beating the fuck out of the glover, guys. Sliders are nuts.
I mean, definitely.
How many undercover sliders do you think we're at Skankfest? How many undercover sliders? There had to be 7 to 8 sliders there.
I mean, dude, this next one, Skankfest X,
we gotta
right?
hire slider. Dude, let's ruin Skankfest. Let's hire bums to go to Skankfest. Let's just hire wherever they fucking book it. Let's ship 1,000 bums and sliders.
With strict instructions to slide.
All they have to do is chase Luis J. Gomez. We'll give him a picture of Luis. Whenever you see this man, chase him.
We'd have to, if they do it on like an island, I think X is going to be on an island. We might have to have like an amphibious operation to get, we'd have to get them over
there.
We can
get them out.
We need a duck boat.
We need, yeah. Yes. We need the H boats from D-Day. Just lower the doors and let them slide out. Yeah.
Damn, that'd be so fucking funny.
I mean, putting sliders in any situation is hilarious.
Dude, I'm surprised no one's slid at Skankfest yet. It's coming. People
There's
are
gonna sliders. We're gonna, yeah. We should just at least hire some sliders as a gift to Skankfest.
True. And just
you never saw sliders?
Nate doesn't know what sliders or glovers are.
Hey, welcome to the revolution.
Bro, bro, you're going to sit around and say white people don't have culture? Sliders and glovers? Holy shit.
Dude, for real, that'd be nice for Skankfest 10 to be like, dude, we got
Skank
you guys.
Skankfent.
Skankfent. Yeah, for 10, for Skankfest X. If we just sat and it's like, hey, hold an hour slot for us. And we just
We're
have
just doing
sliders,
a talent show.
And just have sliders and glovers.
I'm not kidding. I would absolutely do that. Skankfest 10, you and me will have a live show.
Yeah.
Sliders versus Glovers.
That'd be awesome. We should just pre-record. Just pre-record and have us on the TV.
Yeah, like, true. We don't have to go. Just zoom in. Just zoom.
Oh, welcome. Thank you, everybody. Yeah. It's like if we died from them, we were like, you know, sending a message to the future.
That's
you have made it here. Great. Yeah. Excellent.
Now an hour and a half of guys sliding.
Oh, I didn't know everyone knew about the sliders. They were hitting my algo, and I was like, how did you keep that to yourself for so long? I told every single person.
I was sharing them, just me and one guy, just going back and forth sharing sliders.
I'm thinking hopefully your algo might have charged mine and hit me with the fucking slider material, because it's my. I was on glovers for a while.
Who do you guys like? Who do you like more, Nate? Do you like sliders or glovers?
The glovers are weirder to me. They freak me out, actually.
Yeah, that's some type of hypnotism magic.
It was too much individual finger movement, like, together. I didn't like, that was too choreographed. Sliders just come in, slide.
Sliders are slide.
Yeah, but, slide, do something cool, maybe drag their hand across. Yeah.
Hold on, but who do you...
You got to show them the sparks.
I saw the sparks.
My question is, so if you're at, like, an all-black barbecue, who do you think would be tolerated better, a glover or a slider?
Glover.
I think it's slider.
Every slider might be getting his ass beat. It might be his
no,
ass.
No, I think slider's going to get like, because Glover's going to be like, get that shit out of here. But slider's going to be like, oh, shit, every time he slides. Like,
that's a good point.
But no face paint, though, obviously. You couldn't wear the demonic face paint.
No, you couldn't.
They like that.
It depends on the time
they
of the year.
They love, like, the purge masks. Yeah. They love the purge. Black people love purge masks.
Rock, so slide in a shiesty? I can't wait till we start sliding. Y'all don't want to see us slide.
You didn't bring that, did you?
What?
That shiesty.
Oh, I didn't bring it. I forgot my shiesty. I know. I forgot my shiesty. I should have worn it.
I was my right when he said it. I was like, damn, Matt's probably holding that, trying to break that out.
I should have busted
it.
He's
going to hit me with it when I'm not looking.
I should have put that thing on. I got to get that. My wife is threatening to throw it out. I told her I was going to throw away all her pocketbooks if she throws away my shiesty. I was like, I'll throw all your dumb fucking purses out. She knows I'm thugging.
She knows.
Yeah.
She knows he's a bad boy.
I'm going to post up. She's going to post up and trap. She just finally got out of the trap. She was living in the trap with me.
You can't start trapping again, bro. Please. Bro, I know the streets are calling.
That'd be so nice. I think about it now that I could literally probably buy like 1,000 pounds of weed and just go dumb. It'd be so sick.
Yeah, you could like really get arrested.
Oh, I know. I could go really crazy. I could get like a shipping. First of all, I can buy a shipping container and I could probably fill it. That'd be so tight.
Could you Zoom from prison?
They have tablets in
prison. I wonder
if
we could.
I probably could get some sort of like program.
Bro, that'd be the podcast would go through the roof if you were in jail.
The only thing I thought about it, I used to think about it all the time. If I go to jail, I'd be like, if I got out, it'd still be sick. It'd be fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, they have tablets now in prison. I just found that out.
I'll give you some verses from the phone. Remember they used to do that on rap albums? Guy would call in from the jail.
Hey, what's up, Shane?
Yeah, this is what I was thinking about.
Yeah, that'd be, I think about trapping all the time, dude. It'd be so tight. It'd be so, because I could actually get like a fucking bad guy HQ now.
Yeah.
It'd be so fucking
sick. You'd have
a
lair.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have black guys and purge masks.
Dude,
and sliders.
I could get a van and a lair.
You could have henchmen.
Obviously, henchmen, that'd be sick as hell. And I could just pulling into your own bad guy lair and like having guys just lower the fucking garage door. That's all I want. That's all I want.
That's fair. That's something you should aspire to.
Yeah.
Bad guy lair. Just guys pulling up a door.
Yep. I remember there was like a warehouse. I knew someone that had like a warehouse set up and I was so jealous. I would go in there and buy weed and I'd be like, this is so fucking sick. You have a warehouse. They had a gun in their warehouse. It was awesome. If anyone knocked up, they'd just be like, fuck, who the fuck is that? It's like, damn, that's so sick. You should shoot that guy right fucking now. That'd be awesome.
Yes. I'd like that if you got it. I might turn on you, though.
You think
I don't
so?
Like that. I don't like that stuff.
What do you mean?
I don't like you trapping, dude. I would report you.
That'd be nice, too.
I'd start wearing a wire. You'd have to have me strip at gunpoint.
Just you're at a cafe. You're at like an outdoor cafe with the FBI. Like, he just brought in 1,000 pounds of Skittles.
He's making Skizzlers again.
Skizzlers.
Yeah.
I did make gummies, but regular gummies. I made regular gummy bears. It was kind of nice. I made it for my kids.
How were they received?
You know what, man? They're kind of nasty about it because I
little fuckers.
Yeah, well, I didn't let them like dry enough, so they were like, "These are yucky." And I was just like, "The first batch they liked, and the second ones they were like,
said, well, I just can't do anything right.
I try so hard."
What else is going on?
Fucking hell! I'm getting at my coffee cup, trying to kill me.
Fuck.
Probably the fucking Sinaloa cartel.
True, they heard you.
Heard about my Skittles.
Yeah. Donald Trump's going to blow up your boat. Yeah. You can be in Lake Austin and get a drone strike on your drug boat.
No, I was telling you this weekend, who the hell's that? Someone just said hello.
Hold on, Nate. Let's take a look at who this is. Matt, it's an amazing time of year to be a sports fan. We've got the battle for the Natty, elite hoops every night, and cold weather football with playoff spots on the line. With all the picks to choose from, it's like a holiday spread every night on Prize Picks, where it's always good to be right. You and I make loads of decisions during the holidays. But on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid.
There's so much sports action to unwrap during the holidays, and on Prize Picks, whatever sports you're into, whoever you support, it always feels so good to be right. Now, let's get into this. Who's looking good, and who are you picking against?
I am picking more on Saquon Barkley yards. I think he's really picked up his running game.
I like that.
Also, you know, I like what Kenny Gainwell is doing in Pittsburgh. I wouldn't be surprised to hit a little more on Kenny.
Kenny Gainwell, I like that.
Yeah, that's what I would like to do. Personal story, a time where you were confident making a pick that fell apart. Never.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's our take. Now it's time to lock yours in yours. There's no better place than Prize Picks. Take it from there, Matt.
You gotta love how straightforward Prize Picks is. You don't have to spend a lot of time trying to calculate your payouts. Prize Picks makes it easy to win with their payout multipliers. Whether it's just a simple 3x or a big 2000x, Prize Picks makes it easy to understand how much you can win. Join millions of users and sign up for America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code DRENCHED to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code DRENCHED to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup.
Prize Picks.
It's good to be right.
Good to be right.
Hey.
We're back.
Yeah, salesman interrupted the fucking flow.
It was door-to-door salesman. I saw him try to hit you with the, hold on now.
Oh, bro.
These guys have been hit with the algorithm of, like, how to be a salesman.
How to conquer objections.
Yeah, the objection of just like, yeah. Yo, get the fuck out of here. Yeah,
literally, like, dude, beat it. Coming over, yeah, coming out with the dude beat it stuff. He wanted to, I think, remodel your entire house.
I should have let him. I'm renting.
True.
Yeah. Like, yeah, fucking tear down every wall.
Send me the bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit. Also, like, if you're doing door-to-door sales, there's got to be something in it for me in terms to listen to it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, for the podcast, at least we do a podcast and then there's ads. He should have to do like a solo, like 5 minute solo cast.
True.
Come up and be like, dude, that shit's crud. Did you hear about that fucking should
fucking have brought thing? Him in and been like, all right, give us your sales pitch. Yo,
hit us with the pitch. And it's been, hold on. Yeah, we could have done it for some Andy Elliott action. Andy Elliott, I saw a clip of him. Yeah, let me see. Let me see, bro. If you're not fucking ripped, no way. I think someone was talking shit on him in the comments, and then he somehow found the guys where he worked.
Oh, no.
And called the guy and gave him a chance to, like, overcome his objections and roleplay, and the guy froze, and he was just like, that's what it's about, man. The guy fucking froze. He blew it.
I see him call people, and I'm like, I would have been that guy. Yeah. And he called me like, I saw you have a 2007 Honda on the lot. I'd be like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you want to come in and look at it? It's on the website. It's probably up there. All right, see ya.
No, the guy started going like, I can't hear you. He's like, you can hear me. I know you can hear me. Don't do that. I was like, that's a good move. I would have done that too.
So I only had one guy hit me with that, and it was a Chinese man.
Really?
Yeah, he came in. He wanted to know every single thing about the Honda Odyssey. I didn't know one thing about it.
He's
like, take the middle seats out. I want to see how it looks without seats. And I was like, fuck, all right. Ugh. I didn't know how.
Yeah,
I couldn't get the ones. I couldn't move any of the seats. I was like, I don't know how to do it.
You should be like, bro, this is going to be your car. I want to see you get familiar with this. You go ahead.
Now, see, Matt, that would make you an expert salesman. I just bent over and was like, Jesus Christ, fucking shit. I'm sorry, I can't do it.
How did he take that?
He was very mad and he left.
What?
He didn't like me.
Just that you couldn't take the seats out?
Yeah, he wanted an honorable.
Yeah, true.
He wanted somebody who cared.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I actually got in trouble for that.
For not being able to take the
seats? Yeah, because my manager came over and was like, what's going on? He was like, your salesman doesn't know how to do anything. Like, he doesn't know anything about this car.
Jeez.
I was like, he's right.
No, he got me. Well, the manager train you on how to take the doors out?
Yeah, he was like, sit down and read the fucking pamphlet about the Honda Odyssey. I just...
Oh, fuck that.
Sat at my desk and probably got on a video game on my computer, got on Sporkle, did like top five Heismans from each year, sat down.
Yeah, reading the manual, it's crazy.
No shot.
That's absolutely insane. My dad tries to hold it down. He's like, you need that. Most mechanics just read that manual and figure out everything you know. I'm like, bro, get the fuck out of here. He claims he checks his oil every time he fills up his gas. I'm like, dude, you're the biggest liar. You got to check every time you get your gas, check your oil. I'm like,
there's
you don't
a gauge
check
in
your
There's a gauge.
That's what I'm saying.
I can look at it.
That's what I'm saying. Now he holds it down. He's like, that thing can go. He's like, dude, that oil runs out your whole car. I was like terrified forever thinking my car was just going to stop working one day. But yeah.
Guard dog got a little oil on his dipstick at the water pump. His old dipstick went right in the gas tank.
Dude, it was crazy because I heard after his dick went up his butt, he turned on his belly and went down backwards.
Yeah, so
which when he hit the water, jammed it up further.
Oh, no. Is that true? It was a deep pie. The deep self pie?
Yeah, that's true. Unfortunately.
There's a cannoli in your wop butt.
Ew.
A little wop cannoli.
You nasty.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened for real, man. It's got to be tough.
Yeah, but it's, you know, I'm all right now.
How many penile injuries are at the water park every year? There's got to be a good amount.
Yeah, a lot, dude.
Yeah, there's got to be a lot of guys at least get thunderclapped on their balls. Thunderclapped. Dude, I got what was called a thunderclap headache for the first time in my life. I was lifting weights and just boom, I had a massive headache out of nowhere. It was scary. I looked it up. I was kind of pumped when I saw it was called literally a thunderclap headache. I was like, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
God, that's fucking sick.
It's like a Norse
Yeah.
Some type of Viking headache.
Literally. That's kind of what happened.
Yeah.
Thor. Yeah, it was, it fucking sucked, man. It came out of nowhere. I think I was just holding my breath too long and I was just.
Yeah. If you hold your breath, yeah,
I
you
swear to God,
breathe, yeah.
My face was bright red and I just got like out of nowhere a crazy headache and it went away. But yeah, that's what happens with like fucking, you know, if you get like brain bleeding, you pop one of these things, you get a massive headache and then sad.
Sad.
It is.
It is sad.
Scary, dude. I was
it's
fucking
scary
freaked
and sad.
Out. So I think I saw my grandmom died.
Yeah, she's deadlifting.
Probably.
She's deadlifting.
Probably, dude.
Wow, wow, Wes.
Press record, dude. The console war is over. The black nerds have broken the story. The black nerds are on it.
That's a big deal, dude. It's been a 20-year war.
It has.
It's been our whole lives. Since PS1, Xbox?
And PlayStation was in the bungaroo. PlayStation had the big bundaroo to try to win the war.
Wait, what, so what crossed over?
Both of their like two biggest franchises.
Spider-Man and Halo.
Yeah.
Halo was Xbox only, right?
Yeah. It does feel like PlayStation kind of won, though. Like, if it would have been Uncharted or Last of Us switched.
That is true.
Halo's the biggest one.
Halo's the biggest one on Xbox. Spider-Man's big, but I don't think it's their biggest.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know anyone who plays fucking Spider-Man.
They all.
Everybody plays Spider-Man, dude.
Really?
Yeah. They love Spider-Man.
What do you... It's just you, Spidey, rolling around.
They make you
That's your favorite part of the game is playing as Mary Jane.
I hate it, dude. I couldn't beat the game because of that part.
It made me check out for like a week.
Spider-Man was
so
isn't
boring.
It like just Grand Theft Auto? Kind of? Wasn't it like an open world? You get to just...
Yeah, it's open world.
That's
kind of swing
around.
Yeah.
That's chill.
Soder would play it. If you smoke weed and like wrestling, Spider-Man is for you.
I mean, Spider-Man's for anybody. You didn't. If you had a PlayStation, you'd play Spider-Man.
No, I wouldn't.
You could play Spider-Man now. Yeah, you could play Spider-Man now.
I bet you I don't.
That's your loss, brother.
I'm just waiting for Vietnam. Hell let loose.
I mean, that does look sick.
Oh,
wait. So it's like GTA, but like, why wouldn't you? GTA's got to be better than Spider-Man.
Definitely.
Why? Sell me on why you'd play Spider-Man over GTA.
Swinging through the city, they perfected swinging through the city.
That's
Spider-Man,
swinging.
And it's so sick.
City,
I would watch
Soder
play. Swinging was
nice. Okay.
I've gone when it first came out because I didn't buy it, but I went on YouTube and just watched like 10 minutes of somebody just swinging from end to end.
That makes sense. Swinging through the city and even just kind of.
And Soder was high as shit. We didn't talk. I would just watch him play a video game silently. He was so high. He got high as fuck, dude. I forgot how high he got. I would just go sit at his house and he would just get high as fuck. We had a dynasty we were playing together. I'd be defense, or he'd play defense. I was offense.
That's nice.
It was nice. It was good bro time.
Yeah.
Except he'd get high as shit. Sometimes I'd show up after a couple brewskis. The Colorado Buffaloes would lose.
Dude, the dinosaur game, I believe it was Gabe who broke the news of the dinosaur game.
Dinosaur game's pretty sick.
What is that game called? Where you start out as a tiny little baby dinosaur and you slowly...
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I was, when I did the, whatchamacallit, Dr. Phil Live, Soder was on the show and like backstage, I told him about that dinosaur game and he was like, yo, what the fuck? And I was like showing him videos. He's like, I gotta get this. I figured he would appreciate it.
He would.
Dude, just laying up at like 2 a.m, just being a baby dinosaur and trying to get bigger is, first of all,
it's a dream.
Catch me in that. I could get caught up in that.
It's a dream.
For sure in that life.
I've watched videos about it. It's pretty great.
It looks so tight.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a game where you started off as like a little amoeba and you had I might just be thinking of an episode of like a fucking, The Isle, right? You start off as little baby amoeba. You got to fucking become like a dominant life form. That's also.
That's a good game.
It's all, huh?
It's called Spore.
No, I think it was. The Isle.
The amoeba game I meant. Or is that the same game where you start as an amoeba and turn into a dinosaur?
I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out there. I don't know.
I'm just throwing stuff out. Toe Jam and Earl ruled.
Yeah, shit ruled. Battletoads.
Battletoads.
I never realized Toe Jam and Earl were black. I should have put that together.
Mm, are they?
They gotta be. They're walking around with fucking boomboxes on their shoulders. They're either that or Puerto Rican.
This is the council
name is Toe Jam and Earl.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Toe Jam and Earl are definitely black.
Do you think Mario's going to come to Nintendo and Xbox? I mean, PlayStation Xbox.
Do you think Mario's going to come into the Xbox?
That's all they got. They just came out with a new system. They can't.
Yeah, Nintendo's not giving up the goods on Mario. He's bigger than ever right now. That Mario movie fucking rules, dude.
I still haven't seen it.
Dude, I'm telling you, I was like trying, I think I said it before, I was trying to hate on it, watching a guy watch it in front of me on a flight, and I was like, fucking grown man, watch the Mario movie. And I watched the entire, he had headphones in, I watched no sound Mario movie for a whole flight. It's like, yo, this is sick.
Yeah.
Starts in Brooklyn, fucking fall through a pipe. It's good.
The Wops, they're in Brooklyn?
Yeah. The Wops are in Brooklyn, the Mario brother, losers in Brooklyn, dude. Nobody believes in the
classic
business.
Wops.
Dude, their fucking family's
what's
like,
the business? Plumbing.
Plumbing. They say they do their own like TV commercial and they're like,
I can't even find the live action one anymore. I searched for it. I love that. I love that. John Leguizamo, bro.
What?
The Pest was.
Bob Haskins.
Okay.
Who the fuck is Bob Haskins?
I love the.
You guys know
Bob Haskins.
Bob Haskins.
You guys know
Bob Haskins.
What did he play, Luigi?
He played Smee.
What?
He played Smee and Hook. That's Bob
that
Haskins.
That guy, he crushed me, dude.
Yeah, he did.
I'll give Bob Haskins.
Damn, he played Smee and Mario. He was from fucking Hoskins. He's a British actor.
Yeah, he's a beast. He was also in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Really?
He was the detective.
Yeah, we should have known Haskins.
Haskins rules, bro.
Yeah,
okay.
Hell of a run, dude.
Fair enough.
Super Mario Bros. The movie.
He was Mario.
I don't remember the live action.
Oh, yeah. It was
the one where the Goombas looked exactly like Chris Wood.
Goomba.
It looked exactly like him.
The Koopas.
Yes. It's the Woodman.
Let me see. I'm going to see this live action Mario. But now I'm kinda...
The live action Mario movie was funny because their last names was Mario. He was like, I'm Mario Mario and I'm Luigi Mario. That was pretty funny.
I just remember being a kid watching it, getting hyped. I liked it.
Yo, this Man, is...
I can't believe the console wars are over. This is like for real life changing. Yeah, it feels like a wave of relief.
What, man?
Yeah, I see them. Damn, this shit looked fucking sick, actually.
It was sick.
Who's
I don't
the
think
bro?
It's streaming anywhere.
It's streaming on Amazon. Well, you
Amazon has
fucking
everything.
Look for it.
That's what ChatGPT said.
Those fuckers.
ChatGPT.
I'm
going to
watch that tonight. Dude. This is a big night. Oh. I'm just watching people run routes. Dude. Can't wait for football.
Dude, you know what? LeMaire, last week we were at the creek and LeMaire tossed on soap, like the best of soapbox racing. You ever watched that before?
Yeah, like
the Red Bull the dudes
yeah.
do their own cars.
Yeah,
I was fucking awesome.
We just missed it in Iowa. When are you guys with me in Iowa? Nebraska and Iowa?
Bro, that shit fucking rules.
It might have just been in Nebraska. I forget which one. Or Iowa. It was that day. We got in too late. They were like,
I just
cleared the streets out.
Dude, I was watching like heavy critiques. I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? They're like, dude, it's soapbox, right? Like, just have fun and watch it. And I was like, no, I need to
dude,
see mine.
Because Mario and Luigi?
Huh? Yeah, I don't know.
For real? No, Mario and Luigi is a box, one of the cars.
Do they really?
Yeah, I've seen Mario and Luigi get wrecked in Red Bull.
Oh, shit.
I swear to God.
They had some cool ones, man. One of them was just like a giant castle. They get fucked up.
Yeah, they
dude.
Get launched.
Yeah, how do you like practice that? Because you must get hurt. Like, I could see like the crowd. If you put up the Red Bull decals, obviously I'll go all out. But like,
yeah,
just practicing that, you can get so fucking hurt doing that.
Yeah, I doubt they even like practice that much.
True.
I think you have a couple beers and go, fuck it. We built this thing. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna slide it down the road in fucking Des Moines, Iowa. That's a good day.
I was getting kind of frustrated where I was like, dude, like you think these things would have better steer? I guess you know it's just people building them, but like.
Yeah.
I was getting like kind of pissed.
Yeah,
dude.
They're like Wright Brothers level cars.
Yeah, they are.
They're like, this thing's fucking never going to work.
Yeah, I was like, dude, can I see one guy smoke this course? And it was like, nope, nobody does it. I mean, it's, you know, hats off to doing it, but.
Have you ever seen the Barbie car races?
No.
There's guys, it's like in Texas, these guys, they go down this big hill in Barbie cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they
the
just
fuck
crash.
Is a Barbie car?
Talking like a power wheel kind of no, thing?
Yeah.
The power wheels?
Yeah, like Barbies and power wheels.
Yeah, the little Jeep things?
Yeah.
It's and a Jeep thing.
Yeah. They take it down a hill and they fucking wipe
out. Oh, those things would roll. Yeah. If you just put them on a hill, they would start moving.
Yeah. I've watched tons of videos of just kids getting fucked up on those
yeah.
things. Whipping it around, hitting a curb. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now what a lot of people
don't
do.
Get ejected from the cars. The kids stay in the hot
they
wheels.
Go forward.
They go head first. They'd never get ejected. They're not like the Saudis.
We have one. We have a power wheel. And Maya's pretty good at driving it, but then Chloe will go gremlin mode and put her foot on the gas. Yeah. And Maya's like, stop,
it's
stop,
my turn to drive.
Yeah. From the past,
she's already like, practicing her fucking crazy girlfriend. Yeah. She's already going to be a crazy girlfriend. She's like, what did you do? I hope we die tonight.
They were pulling into the garage, and Maya's being all careful, and Chloe's went, bang, gremlin mode. They almost hit the car. It was so fucking funny. Stop, stop. Total gremlin mode. Yeah, I get. Yeah, now a lot of parents have them on remote control. Put your kid in like the power wheel, but you sit and control it remotely.
That'd be so fun.
It'd be
fun. I
know
it's not great parenting.
It'd be fun. Well, it's like safer.
Yeah, I know, but
you gotta let them ride, bro. Out. Yeah, you gotta let them ride.
But that'd be nice,
dude. It'd be so funny fucking with them.
Yeah,
just forward, backwards, forward,
that's
backwards.
That's a good DUI.
True.
You can just sit in a lawn chair, have a couple drinks, fucking race kids.
Just one eye in your kids.
Yeah,
right?
Give me a controller.
We got it.
We can fucking Mario Kart with actual kids.
That would be fun.
That's awesome.
Fuck, that'd be so fun. Good call. Dude, I got crushed the other day by a piece of, I'm not even going to say it's bad information. I think I didn't take it in properly. But I've been trying to like cut down on my caffeine because it's been getting a little bit out of control. So I'm just like, my brain's just looking for reasons to like keep taking in lots of caffeine. And I didn't even watch the video. I saw like the thumbnail of a Huberman video where he's like, you want to skyrocket your cortisol. It was like a chart on his Instagram. I don't think it was a video showing like why you want to skyrocket your cortisol. So I was like, he's right. I should drink as much coffee as fast as I can as soon as I wake up. And dude, I like had a whale of a day.
That's nice.
I had like, do you ever drink so much you feel like you're just like, your innards are just like, I almost feel like mechanical
all the time.
Dude, I had
this is my second cold brew today.
Maybe you can relate then.
Yeah,
because I'd spiked my cortisol. I'm like, all right, I'm totally on protocol with Huberman right now. Maybe he was like, do it through exercise. I didn't listen to the thing. Fuck, I was just like, I'm just gonna crush coffee. Yeah. Cold brew right in the morning. And then I ended up having like a genuinely stressful day and was like, I thought I was gonna fucking die. It fucked me up. I'm trying to get back off the bean. I abused it.
You're good at tracking what's doing what. I'll just be like, I had a good day. I don't know what the fuck caused that. Yeah, this is a good day. This is a terrible day.
I knew it was the coffee, though, because I have it down kind of to a science. And then it was just like, I was like taking a walk with my wife. She's like, you want to get some coffee? And I was like, yeah, I'll fucking chug a cold brew. Huberman told me I need to spike Huberman my cortisol. Said I need to. After I already had like a 24-ounce cup, I was like, it's time to spike the cortisol. That's my problem. My cortisol.
Are you guys walking in the morning in your neighborhood?
Nice walk, yeah.
You're living a real life.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Taking a walk. I'm just walking with my babe.
Yeah.
I want to start going full old Indian man, staying like 10 steps behind her with my hands behind my back. That's the dream.
Taking
your babe for a walk.
American women could never stand for that.
No.
They'd
no
be
way.
So mad if you were 10 feet behind them.
Yeah.
They have to walk side
That's
by side.
Literally the only time I'm 10 feet behind her when she's already mad at me and she storms ahead. I go,
they have
I
to
don't.
Be side by side. Even in New York, where everyone's on the sidewalk, you're like getting single file.
Yeah, single file is
while
up.
While people are passing.
Yeah, babes like to keep you right at their hip.
Yeah.
They'll like walk ahead of you.
They're not,
they're really bad at walking.
Oh, they'll pop you a little bumpy.
They like can't stay in a straight line.
Yeah.
They can't. That's why they need you next to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I'm happy to help.
Yeah, my babe will hit the fucking, she'll hit the jets on me. She'll hit turbo. If she's mad, she'll fucking speed ahead.
Turbo off.
And so it's always just like, bro, you slow your little fucking ass down. She gets mad, walks as fast as she can. I'm like, bro, I could fucking smoke you right now.
You ever hit the slow down when they speed up? That's my move.
Yeah, that's a good
she
move.
She gets mad and speeds up. I go slow. And I'm like, we'll just part ways.
Well, it's nice when you go slow and then they turn around and you go, you're all the way up there. What the fuck are you doing all the way up there? I didn't see you back there. Yeah, you fucking did.
You knew what you were doing.
You knew exactly what the fuck you're up to. Yeah, and they hit the jets. It's so funny.
Angry jets is crazy.
Oh, the angry jets is so funny.
I see you hit the angry jets.
I'll hit them.
Video game angry jets.
I'll run. I'll straight up run, dude. I'll run away.
Angry jets is
she hit me
move.
With a diabolical angry jets because we were like heading into like a preschool thing like a you know like two nights before
oh,
school
God,
started.
I forgot how much I fucking hate angry jets,
bro.
We're late for a dinner. She's gonna rush in before me.
Oh, it gets me
out of the car into the front door. You're gonna run through the front yard to get there. Walk in together.
Yes, this is how diabolical it was because I'm driving. And we get into the fucking parking lot. I don't know why. And I've talked to other people. Babes do this. Well, they'll be like, oh, there's a spot right there. And it's like, yo, man, I'm driving. When I don't, like, without you, I don't circle parking lots helplessly. Like, I know how to pull into a fucking spot. If you say it, I'm not going to park in that spot.
Now that's the worst spot.
Yeah, I'm just, no, I'm not. It's I'll park all the way the fuck over here. So I started just being like, I can park the car. I don't need your input. I know where I'm going because it's like, it's a new place. I really don't know where I'm going.
Yeah, fuck I have no idea where I'm going.
So she hit the angry jet
spirit of the conquistador. I know exactly where I'm going. Shit.
She hit the angry jets on me and I like kind of could have gotten lost and I had no choice but to fucking hurry up. I was like, fucking bitch. I had to fucking hurry up real quick behind her. She could have lost. If I got lost, I would have never found my way.
In a parking lot. You'd be the dumbest guy ever.
I would have found it eventually. But I was just like, she hit the angry jets and I was like, God damn it. I actually do got to speed up right now because I don't know where the hell I'm going. They like sent out a video of like exactly where to go. And I was like, do you watch it? I was like, yeah, I'll watch it. I didn't watch it. So I don't know where to go. But yeah, that was the last set of angry jets I got. But then it was cool. She chilled out.
But yeah, the angry jets.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend that would be so mad if we were late for anything.
Yeah.
Like lose her mind. Like it was like a mental issue. If we were like 10 minutes, like we were late to go to my parents' house for dinner.
Is your parents?
It's like we can be 3 hours late.
Yeah, it's all good.
Doesn't matter. She lost her mind in the car. Silent car ride, angry jets to the front door. And then right when you walk in, hey, how are you guys?
Nothing gets me more.
You fucking psycho.
Nothing, bro.
That's crazy.
When you're fighting and they get a phone call and they're like, hey, you're just like, yeah, where's that fucking energy towards me?
Yeah, give me that energy.
Yeah, why can't I get fucking hey?
But we hit that. They get that from us, though.
Yeah.
They hear me talking on the phone with
having a blast.
One of you guys.
Yeah. Yo, what's up?
Then she answers the phone. She's like, yeah. All right. Nah, nothing. What'd you talk about on the podcast? Nothing. I swear to God, nothing.
I don't remember.
I
have no idea. Okay, well, if you're rushing me off the phone, I'm not rushing off the phone. Normal. I don't know why I said
that. Dude, it can be a fucking hour-long phone call if I'm like,
yeah.
All right, I'm going to head out. It's like, fine. What? How you? Oh. She has to say goodbye.
I know. Yeah, the babe has to say goodbye. Oh, okay. Well, what are you doing? I don't want to be on the phone.
I had the bros here this week. We were hitting some pretty hard good nights.
Really?
Gabe and those guys, a couple good nights that week. It was uncomfortable.
What do you mean? It's like
everybody goes.
Oh, you're just chilling,
watching Sicario. Sicario ends. You go. All right. Good night.
Good night, guys.
And it's like, all right, good night, bro. Yeah. And you close the door behind you in your bedroom and you go, what the fuck? Did that guy put a hit on me? It's queered into blazes.
Yeah, that was, I remember sharing the hotel room with Sid the Kid because I would go do the small rooms. Sharing the room.
Yeah.
And just have to be like, good night, dude. Because it's weird to do the silence.
No, you got to whisper at night.
Yeah.
You go, hey, Matt. What are you thinking about?
Sleep tight.
Good night, dude.
Because we watched that documentary about
the
heroin addicts.
Sid the Kid, though.
Sid the Kid was great.
I had the Beezerine. Me and Bees were sharing rooms. It was just drunk dudes snoring. It was crazy.
Yeah, me and Sid the Kid got stoned and watched that HBO documentary about the heroin addicts followed over 30 years. And the guy, for real,
at the end.
He dies and explodes.
Yeah.
His body, apparently, if a dead body's explode.
The guy melts at the end.
He melts. And we just watched a guy turn into a puddle and then just like turn it off. We're like, good night, man. Good shit tonight in the little room in St. Louis.
Good for you. I mean, it's so funny the difference of you and Sid the Kid.
Yeah.
It was me, Okami, and Beezer. There wasn't one good night.
Yeah.
No one remembered one night. It was every night. People were like, eh, you know what? Fuck you.
Although that's Three's Company. That's someone sharing.
It was a good squad.
Someone sharing.
Usually I started stacking those two at the end.
Yeah, you can
get
those two.
Those two sharing rooms. I would split rooms with the guys. My favorite story, I've said it a million times, is me and Beezer were sleeping.
Head to toe.
Twin beds. No.
Oh, okay.
But I woke up in the middle of the night and he was facing the same way as me. The distance was less than this. We were laying on our sides. He was awake and I was like, dude, what the fuck? I had to roll over.
Nothing worse than being like 30 something.
We were old as shit,
room.
Dude.
Yeah,
staring
way
at each
too
other
old.
In a hotel room in fucking like Cleveland. Just.
My dad would hold it down. Like when he
was also, I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off. Yeah. It was also dark enough that it took me a second to be like, are his eyes open? Are we making eye contact? It's just the Beast's face. He's like, yo, dude, what's up? like, God damn it, dude. My life sucks.
Wild Wild West.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, man. Who do you got for the NFL? Winning the Super Bowl.
The Birds. The Birds are going to come back, I know it. I know it. We're going to come back.
Are they even in like the wild card, Ronnie?
Yeah. They're still top of the division.
Okay.
But they're sliding.
Yeah, what the hell?
They just lost three straight.
Do you think it was?
And that means they lost five of the last seven, right? Because it was two losses, then two wins, then three losses.
It's not too late to turn on the Jets, but I don't know, man. I think it's just the...
They looked all right. They in the loss, I don't mean to make an excuse. Yeah, a lot of turnovers, a lot of unfortunate turnovers.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown, yeah, but he had a game. And Saquon looked good. They're finally... They could run the ball a little. Let's get some designed runs to Jalen Hurts. What's the point of having him stand back there and throw? Let's use his legs a little.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
I'm not against you on that.
Let's get a fucking designed run.
Don't you think, though, it's a little just like post-Super Bowl curse? It's got to be hard to play the season after. You're partying up after winning the big Super Bowl. I think I already wrote off the season. After they won the Super Bowl, I was like, they're not going to do very well. You gotta let them taste the pain. Assessment. You gotta let them taste the pain, and then maybe they'll come back again. Because I didn't want to, you know, deflate your guys' spirits. Yeah. But I saw you guys cheering for the Birds. I'm like, guys, this is not their year. I knew going into the season.
No,
I
it is a true thing that it's very difficult to repeat.
It's crazy.
A lot of teams don't make the playoffs after they win.
Yeah, I don't know how you would. It'd be impossible. I would still be celebrating like 3 years later. I would never shut up about it. Every play, I'd be sacked, 15-yard loss. But, yeah, last year, we won the whole fucking thing. It was so sick.
Get a ring, pussy.
I would wear my ring.
Anybody who tackled me, I go, dude, you'll never win. Yeah. I have a ring. It's already over. I'm done.
Like, dude, I already cashed in. I'm done. It's also funny,
just getting hit really hard. Be like, yeah, whatever, pussy.
Well, even with, like, Kels, it's like, dude, him and his brother have a bazillion-dollar podcast.
I think Kelsey's having a good year, though. He had a rough game this week.
I'm sure he's good, but it's like... You wouldn't catch me going across the middle, ball a little bit high across the middle. I'd be like, yeah, I got $1 million podcast to do one day. I'm not going for that. I'm going to talk about fucking, I'm going to sell fucking toilet paper and shit. I'm not doing this. Getting crushed across the middle by a young, hungry middle linebacker. Like, yeah, I'm good. You can have that. I'm also married to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to catch that ball.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get someone. I'm gonna go to outer space.
I'll be on the moon, pussy.
I'll pay someone to catch that for me, bro.
Yeah,
he's got that long money now.
True. Like,
I'm gonna hire a tight end of my own, put him out there, and let me chill.
You should be able to do that. Should be like the draft in the Civil War. You should be like $300. I can send someone else out.
I know what I always want people to do. Just all the young people out there working. It's like, I don't understand why people don't do this. If you have a remote job, from my understanding, it doesn't take up that much of your time. Like, it doesn't take, it's not like a 40-hour nonstop thing. You're at your house, or you're kind of answering emails. Apply for 3 or 4 remote jobs, get all of them, and then outsource it all to dudes in, like, Pakistan. Do, like, data entry, some, like, easy, dumb bullshit, and then just get, like, 3 salaries at once. Get, like, 3, like, modest salaries and then just hire dudes.
You can hire a fucking warehouse in Pakistan.
You can hire dudes on Fiverr and give them fuck. You can get $30 an hour and pay dudes 10 and just have, like, 4 salary jobs and just boss up.
It's just the future of probably what dudes were doing with, like, contracts.
Yeah.
Just being like, I'll sign this contract to redo your porch.
Yeah, and you sub it out.
And go, I'm going to fucking Home Depot right now and be like, boys, I'll give you $10. Go build that fucking porch.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But nobody subs out white collar. You never hear about an employee subbing out their work. Yeah. They got that fucking, they got the broke mind virus, dude.
They do. It's the broke mind virus.
All they know is to sit in their sweatpants in their house and be like, oh, I don't feel like going on this Zoom. It's like,
hold
bro.
On a second. That's not the broke mind virus. That's what I'm doing right now. Sitting in sweatpants going, I don't feel like going on TV or the Zoom.
Yeah, but just wail out. Just fucking blank screen. Guy from fucking Nepal just be like, yes, buddy. Like, sorry, guys, I have a cold. Excuse my accent. Be like, yes, buddy, very good. Just, you're talking to 4 Indian guys at once. Yeah,
that's a nice fucking squad.
Just a chorus like, yes, okay. That'd be awesome. But guys, I'm actually working remote. I'm in fucking Kabul right now. Forgive my internet connection.
That's a great idea, man.
I'm telling you, I wish people would do that. I would do that right now. If I had to get a job again, I would just get 9 jobs. I'd apply for 9 jobs, get as many as I can. Completely lie on your resume as hard as you can.
You have a company, dude, at that point.
Yeah.
You'd be the boss.
Be the boss. You'd be the bully boss. You'd be a bully, but the boss. You'd be the secret boss.
Also, it's so easy to get those jobs. Just be like, find like a local, especially if you're in like a shitty town, just where people are kind of, you know, you just go to like a car dealership and be like, I'll be the social media manager.
Dude.
Done. Yeah.
Any data entry job.
Just go to any shitty company and go, I'll be your social media manager. Yeah. You got to hire an Indian to post shit on Facebook once a week.
Piece of cake.
$5,000 a month.
True.
Here we go.
True. That's all you got to do. That's the business corner. We did the sports corner. Now we're in business.
Now back to business.
Now.
What is this? The money channel?
But no, man. Bench, dude, I did a two nights ago. I got to go to my kids' like Christmas concert for the school. Dude.
Must have rocked.
It was so awesome. It's also funny because
did you
tear
up at all?
Yeah, big time. Yeah. I was like laughing.
Seeing the little angels?
Dude, especially my youngest went up too, and she was like facing the wrong way. I don't know how. Just facing sideways.
She's sitting there like, turn around,
damn it. I was dying because all the kids they take it all very seriously.
Yeah.
And then I just watched my daughter just like turn around. She would start like poking people next to her, and then like a part of the song she knew it, and she would turn around, put her hands here, and be like, singing as loud as she could. But it was funny because as the kids get older. You know, like kindergarten, it's still boys and girls going pretty hard. Once you hit like second, third grade, you can see the boys start being like, I don't want to do this shit anymore. And the girls carry the performance so hard. It's the boys are like, they had to clap and move a little bit. And like you see the girls just like belting it out. And the dudes are just existing, being like, come on, man, let me the fuck out. It's so funny watching that as the years progress to where dudes just immediately are like, I'm not doing this shit. The girls really take that shit so seriously. They never stop taking that kind of shit seriously. If you were to get like 8 women right now, like, yeah, you guys got to make up a dance and put on a song, they'd be like, okay. And it would be so serious
about
it.
It's going to look like shit.
But it was really funny. It was taking me back to grade school when you just sit up there and you're like, God damn it, I feel so weird. My brother's out there laughing at me right now.
I got fucked every year on that. Every year I'd be like, I'm going to get a good role in this. They put me in the back. The fucking tableau. What was it called? The like where you do the nativity scene?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it the tableau?
I don't know if it's called the tableau.
It's called something.
It could be.
It's going to be tough to Google that.
I always wanted to be a shepherd or a wise man.
I got shepherd one, and I got to hold a banner and go like this. Just shake a banner.
What were you aiming for, like Joseph?
I could have got Joseph.
You wanted Joseph?
I could have got Baby J.
Baby J would have been
nice. I could have laid down and gone, wah, wah.
Just rise up and go on and just skip forward and start attacking the Jews.
They're here, get them.
You will not turn my father's temple. But yeah, man, that was the concert was sick. It was really funny watching.
You told me you're doing that, and I was like, damn, that's gonna be nice.
Oh, so nice, dude. Yeah, this one, and like, dude, Maya takes it so seriously. I have video footage.
Tableau. Fuck it's yeah! I knew it. It's in there because that was a big moment because we had a play. We had a play for all the kids that could be nice and act and be good, and then all the shitty kids were in the tableau where all you have to do is stand there for like 5 seconds and pretend to be the nativity.
Yeah, but did you get to hold a cane as a shepherd?
I got to hold a cane 1 year, and then the next year I literally just stood behind everyone and shook a banner back and forth. My parents said to be like, this kid's a fucking bum already. He's a fucking loser. There's fucking 20 kids in his class. He got last. He got the last job.
I've told this before. We had to do a play, and I immediately, it was like, I was so older brother pilled that I was like, nah, dude, being in any play is gay. I'm stage crew.
Well, that's what happened. That got in there, and you're like supposed to audition. I was like, I'm not going to fucking do this. I'm going to make fun of this.
Then you get in the back
of the play. I'm holding the banner going, fuck. That guy looks cool as shit, dude. He got to play Joseph. And the girl I liked played Mary.
That was always...
She looked fucking hot as fuck as Mary,
Why is it always... How do they know the hottest chick is
they
Mary?
They know the hottest
every
babe.
Time.
And
the May. Did you guys do a May procession?
What's that?
We did this thing around. It's actually kind of pagan now that I think about it. But in our Catholic school, we would do this thing where it was like around May, the hottest chick would be Mary, basically.
The May Queen.
We would all, it was like the May Queen.
Wow.
So we would all like
That's
follow.
Pagan,
her.
Dude.
It is kind of pagan, bro. It's
fully pagan.
It is very pagan, but we'd have the May Queen.
You had a little sprinkling for the May Queen.
And we were like, it was like a procession. They would just take like the hottest chick with the biggest boobs in your class. They'd be like, yeah, she's Mary.
She's got the biggest tits.
She's Mary. She's Mary. She's like, she could bear a child. And yeah, and we'd all just like follow her. And that was the one I'd be like, God, she looks so beautiful, dude. This is that would fuck me up.
Yeah.
But during the play, I remember stage crew, as soon as any of the actors would get called, it was like their cue to go out. I would hold on to the back of their costume. Yes. They'd, come on, let me go.
We'd do that in stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd grab people before they're like, oh, you're going out.
Get the fuck off me, dude.
Yeah, it was so fun. But yeah, my cousin landed the hero role. He landed like the main role, and we were all just backstage. Oh. And he kind of killed it. And we were all just like, dude,
fucking pussy,
fucking bitch.
That's so lame.
And you see him on stage next to the babe, and you'd be like, fuck you.
Wish I was there next to the babe and sit him in the back.
Fuck. Yeah, it was awesome.
Christmas play ruled. Then you sing Joy to the World at the end. Same at the end of Christmas Mass. Yeah. That's the only time I would belt in church.
You could get me belted.
I would hit the hardest.
JTW?
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
You guys don't know shit about JTW. Yeah. I went to Catholic. You got kicked out for being a sex pervert.
But I made it through 7 grades of it. I went through. I did the singing. Well, we didn't have to do a play, though. We had to.
You were the donkey in the play.
I was always whatever.
They brought
the black
you out dressed like a donkey.
No.
They said, get the sex pervert in the donkey suit.
Yeah, what were you, Nate? Were you like a wise man from the East?
We didn't do the play. We
you're from Zambibia. Said, there's a wise man from Zambibia coming up. He's here in Redding, Pennsylvania.
We did the songs from Sister Act. I had to do the rap part.
Which one?
Huh? Joyful, Joyful Lord, or it was called. Yeah, and I still remember the
lyrics. Oh, I was hoping it was going to be Oh Happy Day. That was a good one.
That was great.
I think we might have to do that too, but I didn't do. Those are the two songs. We always did two from a movie. I can't remember. I just remember doing Joyful, Joyful Lord, and then we did the year before that, we did Oliver, and it was just like food, glorious food. I don't know why, but that's what we did.
That's nice.
That's awesome.
LeMaire, did you ever participate in any holiday plays?
No.
Why not?
I don't think my school could afford it.
Could afford a fucking play? It's free.
In Detroit?
Yeah, it's free.
Yeah, but like they didn't make us do it. No, it's not.
I think Reading and Detroit, I think Reading might have a case here. it's smaller, but it's, you know, it's
hey, dude,
pretty
look it
fucking
up.
Poor. Although Detroit might be holding it down as number one poorest.
Yeah.
They might have the broke mind virus.
Yeah. Why are you competing? Why are you competing for poverty? It's not good.
That was Gardini who came up with that. Give credit where it's due.
Yeah.
The Gardinler.
I have a surprise behind me if you want to.
What is it?
Okay, hold on. It's a birthday cake for Shane. Yeah. Shane's birthday today. It's your special day.
You got on that little bitty cake? What
I thought it was
going to
be bigger. I thought it was going to be bigger, and I thought it was supposed to come with candles, too, and they didn't give me
candles.
There's
no
candles.
You got me a cupcake.
Bro, that's a slap in the fucking face. Show that to the camera.
Yeah.
Bro, you need text this privately. You want to get Shane a cake? I'm like, yeah, get him a cake. Bro, that's a slap in the fucking face. Smack it out of his hand.
I will. You bring this to me on my day? That was the cake's perfectly intact. That was Matthew's idea to slap it. I would never
you
do something.
Did you walk?
It's an Oreo cake. Thank you.
Did you walk 4 miles and get it? Did you walk and get it?
No, I didn't.
Shit. This looks very good.
I got it delivered.
Thank you. It needs to be defrosted before serving.
I got him a frozen cupcake.
You got me a frozen. We got to let it sit at room temperature for 30 to 45 minutes.
What the fuck is that?
I mean,
no candles.
No candles.
I ordered the candles. Cupcake. I forgot the candles.
He did buy me some Zins this morning.
That's chill.
And then I tried to get candles at the CVS. They didn't have them.
That's okay. Man. I appreciate the effort. Thank you.
The cake is nice.
It's not very nice. It said it served 4 to 5 people.
Yeah, what the? No, it won't.
There's false advertising.
Dude, that's fucked up.
I tried so hard for you guys. So fucked up. And then you guys give me one fucking cupcake.
I tried to get you a nice cake.
No, I don't want a cake.
I knew you wouldn't want it.
I would not want
it. That's the best possible scenario. A tiny frozen cake. Yeah. Where did you get that from?
Amy's Ice Cream. They fucked me, so
Amy's
Ice Cream.
Totally fucked you.
They said 4 to 5 people, and I ordered the candles for $5 extra, and they did not give me the candles. No. So Amy's, you on my shit list?
No, Amy's is great. Don't.
Amy's ice cream is good ice cream, but I not know, known for their fucking birthday cakes. Apparently,
I like ice cream cakes rule. So that's why
I hate ice cream cake. I've always hated ice cream cake ever since I was younger. It's like just have ice cream.
I was so pumped when someone got an ice cream cake.
I hated that shit.
I don't like cake. I like ice cream cake.
See, I like cake and I like ice cream. But
I like
don't...
Funfetti though. Funfetti cake.
Yeah, funfetti fucking slamming.
Get some vanilla on there. Yeah.
Funfetti slamming.
You guys could have got funfetti cake. Guys, I'm 38 years old. I need a funfetti cake.
What color are frosting?
Funfetti frosting. I like the way the sprinkles taste so in there.
Dude, it's like I can taste them, man.
Yeah.
When you have them, you're like, these do give you a taste. Because it is just vanilla.
It's a delicious treat.
But funfetti is so fucking good. Funfetti ice cream.
Amara, what'd you get me for my birthday?
Just a big fat puke in the
toilet. Just a puke in my bathroom. Yeah, I jacked off in my house and puked in it and said, happy birthday, brother.
Amara's going to spill every bodily fluid in your house for your birthday.
He did. I did eat some chicken Alfredo he made this week.
Ooh.
Where'd you get those noodles? Quality. Yeah, everything he made. I couldn't believe how good it was.
Thank you.
He made chicken Alfredo, and it was fucking delicious.
Yeah, Lemaire's a chef.
Thank you.
Everything Jabri learns, he has a twin. Everything his twin learns, he learns too. Mm. Jabri went to culinary school, and Lemaire got the download.
he did honestly learn everything Jabri knows.
Yeah. Not everything.
Everything. Yeah, we were talking about 38's a useless age.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit. 38, 39.
I thought I was 38 this whole year.
Did you?
It was one of those, yeah.
I've been already 40.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, I've been 40 this whole year. If anyone asks me, I'm like, I'm 40. Brittany goes, you're actually 39. I go, shut the hell up. I'm fucking 40.
Yeah, 39 is embarrassing.
39 is like, don't even talk to me about my age. I'm fucking 50 right now.
I'm 75. I'm dead.
Yeah, I'm my Spotify. I identify as my Spotify age. 73, I think. 73. I'm an old soul. But yeah, dude, I was telling you before I came here, I think from Saturday morning, I had like a 2-day hangover from staying out all night, went to like a kid's B-day at like 11 a.m. And I was like, I could have just slept, but I woke up and I'm like, I slept into like 10:30 and I was like, I'm up. This is crazy. I never sleep in this late. Go to this fucking birthday, like a Ninja Warrior course. I'm just like, my head is killing me. My eyes were, my skin felt weird.
Yeah, dude, we were up so late.
It was horrible.
Kids B-days, insane.
Dude, it was absolutely brutal. And then I take a nap. Before I took a nap, Brittany goes, oh, we have a bar crawl today. And I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. So I take a nap, wake up, still hungover.
Yeah.
And at like 6:30 p.m., we all went out first to like get food and drinks. And I just like drank a martini or a whatchamacallit, espresso martini. Just to fight the hangover off, and then just sat there, just at every bar, like, oh.
You only had one?
I had, and then I sipped, like, nurse drinks. The problem was, every year, last year I had, do you ever have a buttered rum?
I'm not sure.
Dude, buttered rum is maybe the perfect holiday drink. It's just rum warmed up with, like, a quarter stick of butter and maple syrup and cinnamon. I remember it last year, and it was just such a treat.
Yeah.
I looked forward to it all year going, I can't wait to go back to Miracle on Fifth Street. I'm getting a buttered rum. Show up, and they go, we only have coconut hot chocolate. I go, motherfucker, bro. I'm so hungover, and I was banking on this. Yeah. I was going to get an espresso martini and a buttered rum and then feel better tomorrow, and they didn't have it, and I might have to make my own buttered rum.
You should.
I am. I'm going to make
one
on Christmas.
That's going to be delicious.
Trigger warning to anyone who believes in Santa Claus. I'm going to put all the Christmas gifts together and I'm going to have a buttered rum and then another one at Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
That's something to look forward to.
No, I can't wait. I look forward to it all fucking year.
Yeah,
it
that's a holiday
up
treat.
In my darkest hour going, yeah. I don't see the buttered rum on the menu, but I sure like one. We're not making one. I went, oh my God.
I can tell you, if I had gone on a bar crawl that day,
yeah,
I would have blacked out.
Yeah.
I would have gone as hard as I could.
To escape
the pain of that hangover.
See, I
laid in the tomb and just took it on the fucking chin.
Fucking
dude.
Wish, man. I was dying.
Watched college football all day, just laid there.
True.
Then watched Notre Dame get absolutely butt fucked the next day.
Oh, you had it that
I was watching the Alabama game going, they're out. We're in. They have to be out. They had negative rushing yards. How? Notre Dame had more rushing yards.
Yeah.
Then Alabama in the conference championship game.
See, couldn't you do like a math? Negative? Isn't there like a math equation where you go like stat for stat almost?
You can. and Notre Dame's ahead. But
I guess
there is strength of schedule.
Yeah.
Notre Dame had a weak-ass schedule.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
There's nothing we can do. Teams are backing out. All they joined two conferences now. So they're kind of like two super conferences.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the Big Ten and the SEC. So they're kind of – they're starting to like – they kind of fucking hate that Notre Dame's independent.
Right. And is there like a Vince McMahon behind this all, like putting these all together?
No. I mean, there's commissioners of conferences for sure, but there's just a ton of money in the SEC and the Big Ten. So these schools like Texas and Oklahoma, they were Big 12. It used to be a geographical fun time.
That makes sense, yeah.
Now it's not. Now UCLA is playing fucking Rutgers.
What the fuck is
What are we talking about?
Yeah, what the hell is
fucking
that about?
Women's volleyball. They got to get on a fucking charter plane. Like, on a fucking Wednesday night, you're playing in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's kind of nuts, actually.
And you're just a beautiful girl from UCLA. God, I wish I was a beautiful girl from UCLA.
Yeah, I know.
Instead, I'm a 38-year-old fucking slob.
You know what a beautiful girl from UCLA would have gotten on her birthday?
Oh, my God.
Diamond bracelet, dude.
She would have gotten the whole world.
Diamond What'd bracelet. I
get? A broken cake from a fucking shitty wop. I'm a disgusting wop smoking cigarettes. The cake smells like cigarettes.
It was from all of us, by the way.
You guys all chipped in?
Sean quarterbacked it. Sean quarterbacked it.
This is from all four of you. You guys each pay 50 cents? You guys chipped in 75 cents?
How much was that cake?
It was $25 plus five for
bucks?
The candles. Yeah.
You got him a $5 cake?
No, 25.
$25.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked me in the ass.
I am with you. You think you get a, you know.
Yeah.
It's four
at
five.
Least an 8-incher.
I was hoping for 8 inches.
I was looking for 8 inches. Never came.
You gave Shane the micro bird.
Yeah, sorry.
You did give me the micro bird.
It's the thought that counts.
Oh.
No, God, I was saying, can you imagine if I was a UCLA volleyball girl?
I mean, bro.
What my birthday would be like today?
It'd been crazy.
Instead,
bro.
It's just I'm gonna lay here.
Champagne.
Play Hell Let Loose.
Champagne everywhere.
I'm gonna get the Akon man on the horn.
True.
Me and his cousin are gonna play Hell Let Loose. I'm gonna get killed every 5 seconds. Jog.
Gosh darn it. Well.
Well,
we did it.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
Happy birthday.
Another one in the books, dude.
True.
We did it.
Yeah.
All right.